Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, May 9th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, we are 9 days into the merry month of May and a new and stunning array of energy from the zodiac. What a different vibe from April. So let's dive in now. The day begins with the moon in Capricorn. Capricorn is a cardinal earth sign said to be half goat and half fish. Moon Capricorn energy gets things done. Moon Capricorn energy is serious, determined, committed, and knows how to work thanks to the fact that Capricorn is a Saturn-ruled sign. Now, Moon Capricorn has focus, ambition, and sustained concentration and commitment. They don't give up, kind of like a crocodile that holds on to its prey. Now, for Moon Capricorn, it's not over till it's over. They play to the last whistle, put their toys away, and clean up after dinner. Now, this moon in Capricorn is in the nakshatra called Shravana. It's symbolized by an ear, a big ear, a cosmic ear. The point is that the moon here in Shravana draws on the amazing energy to hear. That's a big deal. If you can hear, that is to say, to be absolutely present in a moment to hear what's going on, you can learn. And if you can learn, well, the sky's the limit. Did you hear that? Did you hear what I said? So pay attention. Now, the power to hear goes all the way to the inner depths of one's soul, to hear your inner wisdom, or to the heights of the celestial realms, to hear what's on the cosmic wavelength. That voice that tells you to watch out when you cross the street or brings in a symphony from some other realm. Now, the moon Capricorn energy has great supporting aspects today. It sextiles Saturn and Pisces and trines Venus and Taurus. All that means is that Saturn will steady the emotions, add to your drive and focus, while Venus adds the energy of creativity, beauty, romance, and probably a tasty meal. So if you're an artist, get out there and create. And if you're a carpenter, build something. And if you're a romantic, well, this is a great day for romance. Now, what a great day to get things done and have some serious fun. Now, on Mother's Day, that's Sunday, the moon changes signs and moves into Aquarius and crosses paths with Rahu, the demon shadow planet. Now, moon Rahu energy is not warm and fuzzy. It can be weirdly obsessive and at the same time cool and aloof and famously unpredictable. So Mother's Day could have some kind of surprise for you. Now, Monday, there's a big shift that occurs in the sky when Mars, the warrior planet, leaves Pisces and moves into the cardinal fire sign of Aries. Mars in Aries is at its home sign, so the Mars energy is at its peak expression. Plus, Mars finally gets away from Saturn, where it felt inhibited and constrained. Now, Mars in Aries will join Mercury. No, there's a combination. Mars, Mercury, and Aries heats up communication, maybe even boils things over. The public discourse could be belligerent. No, that's a change. Mars likes to speed up the mental energy when it comes in contact with Mercury. So it doesn't really care to give things a lot of thought because, you know, Mercury likes to take the time to think and Mars is like, no, let's just go ahead and do it. And the Sun is here in Aries too that adds this gigantic self-centered, quintessentially egoistic energy in full bore. Oh, dear. Now, on Tuesday, the moon moves into Pisces. Now, that could be the start of some real emotional intensity because the moon is getting dark, losing light as it comes up to the new moon on Friday. And that often throws the celestial balance temporarily out of order. You could feel a kind of intensity or unsettledness, or like, where am I going? Now, this new moon on Friday night is going to be spectacular because it's in Taurus, a whole different kind of energy pattern. But the days leading up to it could generate a feeling of feeling dazed, confused, and enervated, like you're just depleted with energy. So what a week we have coming up. It could feel like all four seasons in just 5 days. Now, the key is to keep your hand on the wheel or the tiller because that Mars-Mercury-Sun energy could demand a rush to judgment, impulsive energy, and acting before thinking things through. So be careful of too much speed overtaking your thinking, speaking, and acting. Don't be afraid to go slow and pump the brakes. And tomorrow's Mother's Day, so remember your mom, the single most important person in your life. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's a wise person who rules their stars and a fool who was ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.